Hello, and welcome to another episode of Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be discussing how much personal information you can share online before the hackers come after you. It's almost impossible to be online these days without sharing personal information. This information can be information you either willingly disclose, or it can also be info you're disclosing without knowing it. I'll be discussing popular internet websites where folks typically share their information. I'll also be talking about the dangers of sharing your personal information. But, like everything in life, there's a balance. Sharing some information isn't going to get you hacked, but just how much information can you get away with sharing? And most importantly, are you sharing too much right now? Let's talk about it. Before we jump into this episode, though, let me update you on a few things. We just crossed over 1,130 downloads. Thank you to everyone that has helped me crush my goal of getting to 1,000 before the end of May. I am also thankful to each and every one of you that tunes in and listens to my podcast. I really do hope you find something valuable here. My next goal is going to be 2,500. Based on current trends, I should get there around the end of the year. Let's see if we can't beat that timeline. Please feel free to share my podcast with your friends and family so that they too can benefit from Cybersecurity for All podcast. If you want to leave a message, there's a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can use to get a hold of me. Also, atech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else that I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter, and you can find me there at ApeTechDA. If you enjoy the cybersecurity content but want more, feel free to check me out on TikTok. I post even more content on there. And most recently, I started putting some more entertainment-based content. So make sure you come check me out at ApeTechDA on TikTok. And make sure you follow me on there and make sure you drop a few likes. I am trying to get to 10,000 followers over there, believe it or not. But growth on the platform is exponential. And I am working on making 2 to 3 TikToks a day to try to get there. So yeah, if you love my content, you're going to love the stuff I'm doing over on TikTok. ApeTech.me/socials where you can get all the details. All right, enough of the updates. Let's get into the episode. Social media has forever changed our lives. Almost everyone I know is on some type of social media. And yes, LinkedIn counts as a type of social media, right? I find out so much personal information about people, specifically working professionals, through LinkedIn. So yes, you have to treat LinkedIn as a type of social media because I can find out where you work, where you live, some of your hobbies, because you have certifications, right? You're not going to spend time certifying yourself if you don't have these kind of hobbies. And some people like to put other like non-work related certifications that they have on there that also kind of further show your hobbies and things that you're into. Additionally, some people like to link on their LinkedIn to other websites such as their GitHub profile, which can then lead me to find them on other platforms and also find out more about them, right? So with all the different types of social media platforms that we can be on, our personal information gets shared and viewed more than ever. And social media platforms make it super easy to share personal details about yourself. Most of the time, we share information because only our friends and family are watching our posts. But that's not always the case. Unless you manually go in into your settings and configure for your privacy, most of the information is public for anyone to see. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to let you know that my next podcast on May 27th, I will be interviewing my professor from WashU in St. Louis, Missouri. He's my professor that got me introduced into cybersecurity. Probably took 3 or 4 classes with him, and he just had a profound impact on my life. I am going to have the pleasure of interviewing him. He just wrote a book named The Smartest Person in the Room, and it provides a different perspective on cybersecurity from a more soft skills, people skills perspective. I've been reading it over the last couple of days, and it is a page-turner. It is one of those books that no matter what you do in your life, you should definitely read because its applications go well beyond cybersecurity. But I have some great questions lined up, and I have no doubt that we're going to get some amazing value for you. So please help me promoting this podcast that's going to be coming out. I'm going to be sharing it on social media as soon as I get it edited. And I would really, really appreciate if you just help me blow this podcast up. I want everybody and anybody to listen to it. It's going to be a great one, and it's going to be the first time that I interview somebody. So I think it's going to be amazing, and it would just super help me and help boost morale if you can just help me by promoting this podcast. So appreciate you taking the time to listen to this, and let's get back to the show. With the introduction of stories, people post even more because their stories disappear after 24 hours. This has created a false sense of security, which has led to folks sharing even more personal information. I know that I've personally been able to follow people that are of high interest, not necessarily celebrities, but people that I respect and that I look up to in my communities. And through their stories, I've been able to figure out exactly where they live without them even having to know it. Also, I should add that they do go through to great lengths to kind of hide their address and kind of hide where they live. But just with the simple fact that they share different stories showing different things in the background, I've been able to pinpoint exactly where they live. So at this point, though, you may be asking yourself one of two things. First, if you do not have a social media, you may think that none of this applies to you. But what about your spouse? What about your kids? Are any of them posting information about themselves or your family? I know that well-known YouTubers tend to make it hard for people to find personal details about them online. Information such as their phone numbers and addresses are redacted from the internet. But I know some YouTubers that also share their spouse's names, right? Especially when you go on lives and you start getting to know these influencers a little bit more, they talk about their personal life and they talk about their kids and their names and people in their family, pets' names and stuff like that, right? So you get to know them on a little bit more of a personal level, right? So just because you aren't posting these things doesn't mean that someone else in your family isn't, or it doesn't mean that somebody else can't find that stuff. I have personally found spouses' information after finding out what their names were because of like social media, right? So for example, let me explain that better. I know an influencer very popular in the community that I listen to, know all of his family. I know where he lives and I know his wife's name, right? So I looked them up. I looked him up first, couldn't find anything on him, looked up his wife's name. And sure enough, I found her LinkedIn and I found her property record when they bought their house, right? So I know exactly where they live because I know their names, right? I know their ages because they share their ages, and I kind of know roughly where they live because they share information such as like their favorite coffee shop. They share like they've done videos at a park where I've seen the name of the park, and I kind of know what the city that they live in, right? So I know it sounds creepy, but hackers are doing this, right? This is how hackers are finding out information about you. Okay, now let me go back to the family thing. So just because you aren't posting things doesn't mean someone else in your family isn't. The other thing that you might be thinking is that you're not popular. You're not enough of a popular person, right? And only your friends you're only friends with people that you know, and there's no harm, right? While this may be true, you never know when they might share a post that you put, right? So you never know when your friends might share or talk about you with their friends, right? And then if you're using hashtags, you're even like exposing yourself even more because you just never know who's going to see content through a hashtag. So what's the big deal though if you put a picture of your kids at the park? How can a hacker attack you based on something as harmless as a picture of your pet, right? Everything that about you can be used against you. And this is not limited to only the internet. Every public-facing thing about you can be used to build a profile against you. You might be surprised to hear this considering that we're halfway through 2021, but phishing and social engineering attacks are still the number one way to hack into a company. How does a hacker ensure success of a phishing or social engineering attack, you may ask? Well, by exploiting the emotions of people everywhere, right? How do they know what makes us vulnerable inside? It's really quite simple. All the things we post, every picture, every check-in, every tweet, it discloses something about us. Hackers can use this information to then get inside our heads. They can use this information as ammunition to craft a social engineering attack that is more likely to succeed because it's going to be very personal. With that said, I'm not saying you need to delete yourself from the internet. Like everything I'm doing here in my podcast, I'm creating this to raise awareness. If you understand how the information you post on social media or the internet can be used against you, I think it can help you in the long run, right? Being aware is like a key step, right? Because if you're not aware, right, and then you're just posting blindly, or you're on the other side of the spectrum and just aggressively not posting anything at all, you're missing out from opportunities, right? You're missing out from connections, right? Especially now that we've lived through a pandemic, I felt more connected to my friends and family through social media because of the information we were sharing and updating ourselves with, right? I joked around that I felt closer to people that I had never visited before because we communicated so much online. So you can post this stuff, right? You can do it. You just need to be aware, because when something bad happens, you at least know where it's coming from, and you can be a little bit more cognizant, and your next steps can be drastically different than if you don't have any awareness. If you understand how the information you post on social media or the internet can be used against you, I think it can help you, right? So just having that awareness. You might craft your messages and photos differently. I've seen many photos where they have geolocation enabled. I have also seen photos that help identify where and when that picture was taken. Hackers can use this information to find you. They could potentially befriend you in an effort to get you to trust them. Before you think that's crazy, how many of you have a dog? Okay, now think about it. If you own a dog, how many of you walk your dog? I know I don't personally have any pets except for a guinea pig, but we don't walk the guinea pig. But all my neighbors that have dogs, they're always out there walking. And they bump into each other on the road, right? They say hi. They start becoming regulars, right? They start meeting at the same time. We're creatures of habits. And so you start running into the same person every day. And all of a sudden, you're coming over for a cup of coffee. You're talking about your spouse's work. You're talking about your work, right? You're talking about your frustrations. And you just never know who that person is. They're a complete stranger, right? And if I know where your favorite dog park is, if I know what kind of dog you have because you put pictures of your dog, heck, I even know your dog's name, right? I can go and bump into you casually, right? And start a friendship, right? And then get you to trust me. And it's a matter of time before you start spilling the beans on stuff that will help me either hack your company or do something malicious, right? So it happens, right? This is how it happens. If you've ever wondered how a hacker gets into these buildings, spoilers, I just told you. So, right? So you're befriending complete strangers that you think you quote unquote know them. Maybe it's true though, maybe it's not. I don't know. Be careful though. I don't want to make you paranoid, but this is how it happens. We have a lot more to discuss on this topic, and I'll be saving that for a future episode. There you have it. Your why you shouldn't post so much personal information about yourself online 101 guide. How much information are you sharing online? Have you ever stopped to think what or how that information could be used by a hacker to gain access to a computer system? What about theft or identity theft? Right? Posting online isn't just fuel for hackers. Other bad people can use it as well to commit non-technical crimes. One last thing I want to leave you with is, it's natural to want to share your information with your friends and family. Just make sure your permissions across your applications agree with you, right? Go in there and block so that only people you know and trust can see your stuff. Only those people can tag you and be a part of your online social circles. Everybody else, you should block them, and you should only very carefully add people in, because I can fake a profile and make you think that it's somebody you actually know when it's not, right? So verify, call them up and ask them, hey, did you send me this friend request? And they'll say yes or no, right? So be careful, lock your accounts up, and then feel free to post, right? Like, as long as you create like a more of a walled garden, your probabilities are a lot less. But if you're like a high profile individual, I would take extra precautions, because you just never know who's out there. All right, hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. I got some big, huge plans for my next one. I'm going to be interviewing my professor from college. He's the person that introduced me to cybersecurity, taught me my first cybersecurity course, and basically forever changed my career path and my passions. And so I'm going to have the pleasure of interviewing him tomorrow, May 27th. I'm going to be publishing the podcast a little bit later. I'll have to edit it because we're going to be doing a video. And so I have to stitch the audios together. And so it's going to take me a little bit longer to get that done. But I'm super excited. This is the first time I'm going to be having a guest on my podcast. So I would really, 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 really appreciate it if you help me blow this one up. If you can just blast it and share it on social media, that would be so appreciated, because I just want to get as many eyeballs on this particular one, because my professor just wrote a book and he's out there promoting it. And I think it would really, really help provide a fresh perspective on cybersecurity that many people just aren't thinking about. So make sure you share my post and make sure you stay tuned and make sure you're subscribed so that you don't forget when my podcast goes live, because you're not going to want to miss the next one. Thanks and have a great day.